Hello, everybody. I'm excited about the weekly word. Adam and I are in Newcastle, Australia, and we are so excited to be here. We landed in Sydney a few days ago and we are ministered there. And then now we're in Newcastle and we'll be going to Melbourne before heading off to New Zealand. And so this is an exciting time. We've been seeing God just move mightily, breaking strongholds off the mind so that people can step into the fullness, the completion, the wholeness of God. And listen, we want that this month of Adar. Why? Because Adar is the month where we remember the power and strength of God dwelling in his power and strength in our limited world or our limited capacity. And so, as you know, God has promoted you. That happened last week. And so with the promotion, we have to have a faith capacity that matches the promotion that God has given us. And I can tell you right now, God is stretching our faith capacity. But one of the things that makes that easier is when we properly position ourselves to receive the abundancy of God. And what we find out is that it's very difficult for us to receive his abundancy. It's very easy to stay at low levels of thinking, to live from that place of depravity, always questioning, murmuring, complaining, always seeing through the lens of I don't have enough and surely God doesn't want to give it to me. And this is what needs to be broken off this month. So if you're watching this video and you're coming from that place of depravity, that place of lack, and you're saying, you know what, I don't know, things look really too tough for me right now. How is it that God has really promoted me? I mean, if the things that are coming out of your mouth are what I call low level, it means that it's under the curse of the fallen man. It's time to break that off right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because God is preparing you and properly positioning you because he's already spoken promotion over your life. God has already prophesied promotion. And with the prophecy of promotion, it means that God is going to stretch your faith capacity to get into alignment with that promotion. And so recognize what you're saying out of your mouth. Recognize what you're feeling in your heart. If your body is weak, if you're tired, if you're overwhelmed, if you're stressed out, if you're broke, busted, and disgusted, you're going to see through the eyes of lack. And that's what we need to break off this month. Adar is also a month of joy. It is a month where we rest in the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord becomes our strength. But how can you joy in the Lord if you're looking at things through the eyes of depravity? If you're always looking at it's never enough, right? If we're positioning ourselves from the it's never enough place, then it's going to be hard to live in this place of joy, right? Because joy means we feel full. We feel whole, we feel complete. And so where you're at in this negative space or this less than space or lower level space, you need to confess that. You need to confess your less than, your lower than, your lack of faith, your unbelief in God's greatness, his goodness, and the fact that he is a giver. He's great, he's good, and he gives. And he gives above measure. He gives exceedingly abundantly. Come on, I'm gonna read that to you right now. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says this, "Now unto him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think." I mean, come on, let's just sit right there. What you're asking, what you're thinking is too low. It's too low level, okay? So he gives abundantly above and beyond all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us. And that's dunamis power, okay? "To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever." Now, he says that he is able. He's able. That means he wants to, okay? He's able and he wants to do far more abundantly beyond what we ask or think. So this scripture, the Apostle Paul's telling the church at Ephesus, y'all think too small and you ask too small. And because you think too small and you ask too small, that power that is at work within you, that dunamis power, has not come to its fullness. See, dunamis power is the miracle working power of God. It is a power that comes off of Kratos power. Kratos is a dominion. And when Jesus died, buried, and resurrected, he broke the dominion of the power of sin, and he took back the keys from Satan. That's Kratos power, okay? And in Hebrews chapter 2 talks about that. I want to read that to you also here, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 5 here, I think it is. Let's see here. I'm looking it up. No, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. For as much as the children, that's you and me, are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. He took part in the flesh and blood of humanity, that through death, Jesus might destroy him that had the power of death. That's Satan. So Jesus has destroyed Satan's power of death. And what is that power? That's Kratos' power, the power of death. And that is the devil that he destroyed. And he has now delivered them who through fear of death, that's you and me, we're afraid of death. Come on, we're afraid of the lack of time, lack of resources. He delivered us through because of our fear of death. And we were subject our whole lifetime to bondage. So he set us free. So no longer are you under bondage, no longer are you under the fear of death, but God has delivered you and he has set you free from the power of sin and death. And so because of this, we need to exercise that. So if he has indeed broken the Kratos power, which is the dominion of sin, death, and the grave, which we know he has broken, then dunamis power and exousia power come off of that. Okay, so when he says in Ephesians chapter 3:20 that he is doing exceedingly abundantly, far more than we can ask or think, according to the dunamis power that works within us. So Kratos is broken and dunamis, his miracle working power, is evident. So how much do you believe? How much do you believe that your fear of lack and your bondage to lack and to lack of resources, lack of time, lack of everything has been broken. And now you are in a world where Jesus rules, and now we have the power of dunamis and exousia. Exousia means that power of authority given to us. So we have miracle working power and the power of authority given to us, that we might now go forth in that exousia and that dunamis power that works within us and give him glory. Glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for generations forever. So there's an everlasting glory and blessing. Now the question I have for you is, are you living like that? And probably not, right? Because it's hard to break off old mindsets that believe we're still under depravity. We're still under a curse, because everything that you see with your eyes is there's less than. You need more. You need more provision. You need more protection. You need more acceptance, okay? That's how the world operates, and that's the bondage of sin, death, and the grave. That's the bondage that Jesus actually bought us back from that bondage and placed us now in Kratos, which is the dominion of the power of life. Okay, so we've been given now the power of life. Now, how do we respond to the world? Because he bought back our life. He gave you back your life. He gave you back everlasting life. And with it, all the resources, all the strength, and all the power to dwell with the Lord. The only thing that needs to change is how you see it. And our sight can't expand until our faith expands. So this is where you need to confess and you need to say, you know what, Lord, I love Jesus and I'm so happy that he did all this for me, but my life isn't in fullness. Okay, just begin to start talking to God like that. And that's okay, because now you're at the beginning of seeing differently. See, technically, when you became born again, you got new eyes, but we have to exercise our new eyes. It's like you got 20/20 vision, but then you had to go back and wear glasses, okay? So, and there's nothing more frustrating than that, okay? So it's time for us to now put on our new lenses and see it how God sees it. And he sees that all things are redeemed. He sees that he has taken care of everything. He's redeemed the power of sin, death, and the grave, and turned that to the power of life. So Kratos' power, he got the keys from the enemy, so he took back death, and now he's given us life. Now, does your life reflect that? Does your personal life reflect that? And it probably does in some ways, but in a lot of ways it doesn't. And if you're not walking in joy, you're not walking in peace, and you're not walking in rest, then this is where you need to say, you know what, Lord, I need to understand a little bit more. Now, you've been promoted, and we know that according to the Hebrew calendar. Now God is expanding your faith, and he's taking you to these next levels. But what he wants for you to do at this particular point is to advance your faith capacity, which means advance your sight. So you need to start asking yourself some questions. Do I really believe that all things have been redeemed? This is a solid question. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that he's redeemed all things? And if you can answer yes to that, then how does that apply to your life? How are you living in a life where all things have been redeemed? Are you living where you feel the fullness and the wholeness of God, where you feel his peace and his joy, where you know that you have everything provided for you exceedingly abundantly beyond all you can ask or imagine? He is goodness, he is greatness, and he is a giver. And he wants to do all of that more than enough for you. But you know what? He wants you to believe it first. He wants you to believe it. So sure, he can rush into your life and start doing all kinds of things like that. And you're like, yay, hallelujah, praise God, thank you. But wouldn't you like to live a life where you know that that's the realm that he's calling you to? It's an everlasting life where he's calling you to that level of abundancy. So you think it and you receive it. You don't just wait till you receive it and then you're like, whoa, I now got the aha that he does care about me. He loves me. He's giving to me. He's great. He's beautiful. He's amazing. Okay? No, you need to properly position yourself from that space and place of overflow. So Adar is a month of overflow. It's overflowing in joy. It's overflowing in peace. It's overflowing in rest. You got to practice this. See, this is not something that is automatic for us. Why is that? Because we were born into sin. So you're still dealing with the curse of the fall, not because it hasn't been broken, but because you don't believe it's been broken. And we need to be educated. We need to be encouraged. We need to understand how our minds process where the curse has not been broken, all right? And you can declare all you want that the curse has been broken, but if your mind is still stuck like the curse is there, then is it really broken for you? And so what God wants to do is he wants to take you to these next places of your mind shifting so that your faith capacity can shift, so that you can take on a new level of promotion, because your promotion is a higher level of rest, higher level of joy, higher level of peace. It's a greater advancement. Now listen, I want to pray for you right now. So Lord, I just praise you and I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that my friend that's watching right now, Lord, is going to next levels of repentance in how they have asked and thought, okay? Because you said you do things exceedingly abundantly, but we have to ask and think like you. And so God, I just ask right now for myself and for others, we just repent before you that we haven't been asking like you want to give exceedingly abundant. We haven't been thinking like you want to give exceedingly and abundant. We've been thinking small and we've been asking small because we don't really believe that you want to give it to us. And because the realms of depravity are so weighty and they're so heavy that they cause us to be in that space and place of doubt. And doubt is another element of fear. If you doubt, you fear. And so God wants to take you to next levels where you're no longer doubting and you're no longer fearing, but you now entered into a space and place of belief and an increase in faith. And now you're going to approach God that way. Okay. So this is where we're headed. Okay. So repent and ask him for forgiveness and say, Lord, I want to be able to receive from you. I want, through asking and thinking in your exceedingly abundance. Now, one of the other aspects of this scripture, and let me go to Exodus chapter 3, verse 20 here, is that he starts out saying that the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 3 says, for this reason, this is Ephesians 3:14, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name, that he would grant you, okay, so Paul's asking for us, the church, that he would grant us according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts, that's in our souls, through faith. Through faith that God is good, that he is great, and that he is a giver, and that we can be rooted and grounded in love, that we might be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that we might be filled up to the fullness of God. So how do we get filled with the fullness of God, the fullness of his joy, the fullness of his peace, and the fullness of his rest? We have to know the height, the depth, the weight, the length of his love for us. We have to open ourselves up to receive that God loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus to break the bondage of sin, death, and the grave, to break the dominion of the power of Kratos of death, and then fill us with this dunamis power and exousia power, the authority power that we carry in the earth to proceed forth in fullness. See, your job, part of your job in this promotion is to break down depravity in the earth. Everywhere you look, there's something that's less than and not enough, okay? And all you gotta do is just walk out your front door, or it's inside your house. It needs a revival in the house, let alone your neighborhood, let alone your church needs a revival, let alone your nation needs a revival, right? And a reformation. So we need to be revived, but we also need to be reformers, right? So revival leads to reformation, and reformation means we're going to start thinking differently. We're going to stop just having a moment with God, but instead we're going to have a lifestyle with God, and the lifestyle with God is living in these realms of faith. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. I feel like some of you are ready to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And listen, if you have not yet, all you have to do is say, Father, forgive me of my sin. Forgive me of my small thinking. And Lord, I want to think like you. I want to be a giver. I want to live in your goodness. I want to live in your greatness. And forgive me that I've been doing less than that. Come on, let's just start right now. Because with repentance comes reconciliation, comes revival, and comes reformation. And so, Lord, I just thank you right now for my friend that's watching. And I thank you, Father, that your fire is going to their homes right now, Father, right where they're at. Your fire, just feel that fire right now of the Lord just coming to burn off the dross. It's a fire that purifies your soul and causes you to step into next levels of revelation, next levels of wisdom that's going to take you to next levels of restoration and wholeness right now. And that is wholeness in knowing that God loves you, and that he sent his son Jesus Christ, and that now as evidence of your confession, you're going to start to ask big, and you're going to start to think big. Come on. Why? Because he's great, and he's good, and he's a giver, and I'm feeling that in the spirit right now. All right, so this is a special time, Adar. Now, what else is special about Adar? Well, on Adar 3, that's when the temple was fully rebuilt. And you can read that in Ezra chapter 6 or in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. Because there I go into a lot of the specifics of what happened when a decree was made to build the temple, and everybody came and they brought all of these amazing silver and gold and jewels, and the temple was filled. It was filled to overflowing, and then the temple was dedicated, okay? And it says that it was dedicated. This is Ezra chapter 6 verse 15. The house, the temple, was finished on the third day of the month of Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius. And it said that once the temple was built, the children dedicated this house to the Lord, and it was a place of joy. It's a place of joy. That's verse 16. The children of Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the rest of the children of captivity kept the dedication of this house of God with joy. And they offered at the dedication of the house of God all of these various offerings, okay? Offerings that helped properly position it. And then they set people to do work Okay, so they brought offerings and they set people to do work. So there was a promotion time and people stepped into the work that God had called them to. Read this in Ezra chapter 6. So this is another reason why it's a time of promotion, okay? It's a time where the temple is finished and there is great joy and there is new divisions, which means new assignments that have been given in the temple. There's an overflow of the blessing and the treasury and there's offerings that came forth. Now, what else is important about Adar, and I mentioned this last week, is that on March 14th, that is the day we remember that Esther came before the king. And what did she do? She stood for her nation. She stood to save the Jewish people, and she risked her own life to do that. So she carried out her promotion as queen through giving her own life. So what is God saying to you this month? He's saying, listen, you've been promoted. But you need to stop seeing in lack, because where God has taken you, you need to see in abundancy so that you can also give of yourself for all that it is that God is setting you up for. See, the assignment that he's given you is not for you. It's not for you to be famous. It's not for you to have so much greatness yourself. It's for you to be positioned to save another. It's for you to be resting in the joy of the Lord so that he can use you in mighty ways in the earth, all right? So your salvation, your restoration, your healing, all of these things are for the kingdom advancement. And so God is taking you to next levels and he needs your mind to shift and change to get into this place of joy and healing and restoration so that you can move into the plan and purpose and destiny that God has given you so you can advance at next levels. So God is doing a mighty thing and all you have to do is lift up your hands and grab a hold of that and stop thinking and acting in less than and now start thinking and acting in more than enough. And so I just want to encourage you right now that it's time for that advancement. So listen, I want you to share this with a friend, all right? Adar is a month of joy, rest, and peace. It's a month of dunamis power. It's the month of receiving the greatness and goodness and giving of God. And we did a lot of repenting in today's show. Why is that? Because you need to have your eyes changed so that you can step into the fullness of all that God has called you to. And in that fullness, you will begin to see the limited capacity that you have turn to greater capacity. And as it turns to greater capacity, then you're going to be prepared for where it is that God is taking you after the religious calendar turns over on March 30th. All right, so share this with a friend. Get a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, and start the brand new year off right, okay? Adar is the 12th month of the religious calendar year, so if you get the book now, you can finish it up here with the 12th month, and then you can start with me again on March 30th. We'll start going through it again. And there's a prophetic revelation for every day. Do you want to understand the integration of the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar? This is the way to go. And then come and join me on Thursday, March 27th at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. for my free Zoom class. All right. It's to teach you about the revelations of the Hebrew calendar, but also and how to prophesy correctly as a result, but also how to ascend, how to live in this more than enough world. See, Jesus died, buried, resurrected, and ascended to properly seat you with him in heavenly places where there's more than enough. And all you have to do is believe it. And the problem lies between our ears. We don't always believe because we don't see. But if you want to start seeing things change, you have to first believe in the change. Whew, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. So join me on Thursday, March 27th at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. Eastern. Google that out in your nation so you can join me up the right time, because in the U.S., we're getting ready to do daylight savings time, so that's going to shift. So if you're in Africa, it's going to be a different time than it was last month. If you're in Australia, it's going to be a different time than it was last month. So we need to get you on the right plan. So just ask Google, what time is it at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, March 27th, and sign up. It's free, folks. It's free. All right? So come on board and meet some people. This is our Glory Road community, our apostolic network. You can come and you can meet other apostles, prophets, teachers, all over the world. I teach for a portion of time, but there's time for people to speak and to synthesize the material that they're learning. We have a chat group where you can meet people from all over the world. It's a great time. So come in and join us for that as well. So get a copy of the book and do that, and then sign up for our Dream Mentors classes. Dream Mentors Transformational Life Coaching Institute. Learn all about soul transformation. Learn how to bring healing to others. Learn how to combat the enemy with your lack thinking and get into fullness thinking. No more lack here, all right? We have to teach people how to stop the lack and start living like you're in the Garden of Eden. Then we're going to see change in the earth. We're going to see revival and reformation. And so join us. We've got classes that are starting. There's a bunch that you need to sign up for in advance. They're done by Zoom call once a week. We have our coaches that come on the line with you. The rest is done online. You do it online, and then you meet weekly to facilitate through this. And then we give you a credential. Then you become one of our coaches in your nation. And then you can use all of our materials. And then we teach you kingdom business principles so that you can make income while you're doing this. All right. See, God has equipped you to be a teacher, a prophet. He's equipped you to be an evangelist. He's equipped you in so many different ways with whatever gifts, your mercy gifts, your financial gifts, you know, whatever it is, however he has blessed you, your supernatural gifts. But we're going to help you get those gifts out and give you tools and strategies so that you can make this part of your income that you receive. A workman is worthy of their wages. God wants to bless you. He's a more than enough God, right? We just have to shift into that place. All right, listen, I want to pray for some of y'all for healing right now. So Lord, I just praise you and I thank you for your fire. I thank you for your fire touching the bodies of those that are watching. I just speak fire over you right now that you would have increase in your spirit and your soul would come alive. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I say, come alive. We bind every enemy of depression, fear, and anxiety and worry right now. Whew, in the mighty name of Jesus, I say, break, and I say, revive, revive, revive in the mighty name of Jesus. Just raise up right now. Whew, wholeness coming to you right now in Jesus' name. The mental clarity, alignment, and order in everything right now. And then just be filled with joy. In the name of Jesus, be filled with this joy. Come on, you got to see different so his joy comes in the name of Jesus. You know, a merry heart does the bones good. If you start laughing, your sickness is going to flee. Come on, just start laughing. Come on, start laughing. Once you start laughing, immediately sickness flees and healing and wholeness come. You know why? Because the culture of heaven is laughter. Culture of heaven is laughter and joy, and God is calling your temple in Adar to be complete and full in laughter and joy. When you know his greatness, his goodness, and his giving, you will indeed laugh and be filled with joy. All right, share this with a friend. You're going to see me next week because I'm here every week. Please like my YouTube and my Facebook. Why? Not because I need more likes, but because I don't want you to miss the Facebook Lives or the YouTube Lives so that I can keep you on track with what's happening on the Hebrew calendar. All right, you're blessed, you're highly favored, and God loves you. Give me a high five, and I'll see you next week.